actually, when they leave my office, sometimes or often, it includes things they've already tried, but with a plan and a purpose and an understanding of when to use what to expect. Some medications are better for acute flares. Other medications work much better preventatively. And having an understanding of all of those components can make all the difference in the world in your medications actually helping you.
Are you experiencing acute flares?
Listen to episode 49
and hear Dr. Jeff and Dr. Choi talk allergies, asthma, sinuses, and hear what she has to say about acute flare-ups.
From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
Welcome to As I See It. I'm Dr. Jeff Kegaris from Cool Springs and Donelson Eye Care in Franklin, Tennessee and Donelson, Tennessee. I've got with me today Paige Pantol, who is our contact lens specialist, among other roles. You've heard her before as the Director of Training and Culture. She's our macular genetic specialist. I mean, there's not very many things that Paige doesn't do. She's also the expert on moonshine and certain types of Kentucky and Tennessee bourbon and whiskey. So, but we're not going to cover that today, although we will at some point in the future. But we're actually going to cover contact lens care. We see a tremendous amount and fit a tremendous amount of contact lens patients, successfully, I might add. And it's not uncommon that people come in and say, geez, I was told I couldn't wear contacts before, or I tried this, but it didn't work because my eyes are drier, or can you give me some advice on a different alternative? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, but mostly, since Paige sees the vast majority of our people in follow-up also, we're going to talk about what it means or what characteristics constitute a successful contact lens wearer. Because if you want to wear contact lenses, I can guarantee you there is a contact lens that we could fit you in. It may not be the same lens as your neighbor or your wife or your son or daughter, but there is a lens. And there are certain attributes that make for more success. And we want you to understand some of those basics. So, Paige, thanks for joining us today and talking about contacts.
Glad to be here.
As a reminder, you have a background not only in clinical practice with ophthalmology and optometry, but also as part of the consultation team at Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson's the team that makes AccuView, their contact lenses, some AccuView Moist, AccuView Oasis, the AccuView Transition, the AccuView Bifocals. I mean, they got a lot of lenses, right?
Got a lot of lenses.
Yeah, they do. But you were pretty instrumental also in the multifocal side, correct? Doing some courses and teaching?
I was. One of the nice things about being at the Vision Care Institute is that even though J&J ran it, they let us be very non-biased or unbiased. They allowed us in the Vision Care Institute to fit all types of lenses from every manufacturer so that, you know, third and fourth year optometry students didn't just get exposure to J&J products. It was an exposure to all.
So you were pretty instrumental as part of their educational process in teaching future doctors the type of things we're going to talk about here. What makes for success, how to fit, how to follow, how to look, evaluate, and maybe how to adjust some things to make people more successful. Is that right?
Yes.
So, I want contact lenses. I think I want them. My doctor has told me I'm a good candidate based upon the goals I've expressed. You've ordered contacts for me. I'm going to come back for my first visit after ordering. What's going to happen?
So, you're going to come in for your first visit. You will probably see me, and we're going to set aside about 30 minutes. You and I are going to talk about the importance of hygiene. I'm going to have you wash your hands and get ready. I'm going to get the lenses ready, but I'm actually going to show you how to hold the lens, take it out of the package, how to put it on your finger, make sure that it's not inside out, all the correct things that we need to do. Then I'm going to guide you through the steps of applying the lens, and then I'm going to check vision, and then how to remove the lens.
So this is just a piece of cellophane, right? I mean, so what do you mean about inside out and all that?
So today it's even a little bit harder with daily lenses, but obviously lenses have to be the right side out. And when I say that, if a lens is the right side out, if you hold it on your finger and you look at it really well, it looks like that perfect bowl shape. When it's inside out, it typically has a slight, maybe the edge is slightly crinkled a little bit or wrinkled, or it maybe flares out on the edge like a bell, but it is sometimes very difficult to tell. So I might actually give you some tricks of how to rub that in the palm of your hand with some solution and see how it does. But I'll help people through that.
And sometimes with certain prescriptions, that's more difficult, wouldn't you agree?
It is.
I mean, high nearsighted people, a little bit easier to tell the edge than a low farsighted person. But ultimately, if I put it in my eye and I'm used to it and it feels good, it's probably the right side.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Because for those of us that are a little farsighted, we go, wait, but I can't see it if it's not in, right? I got to put on my glasses just to see if it's the right side.
Well, I do have some mirrors for those people who can't see.
You got some tricks there. You're prepared. Okay. So, but I got big fingers, you know, I'm a clumsy guy, and all I want them for is to just play golf, because my buddies tell me that they can follow their drive better and their short games better if they wear contacts and just regular sunglasses over. I don't know if I can get it in my eye. Does that intimidate you, or is this just a trainable thing?
It's a trainable thing, and it's a motivational thing. If it is something that you really want to do, I do not have any trouble teaching somebody how to apply lenses.
Okay, so let's say you've successfully taught me in that time period to put them in, and I've actually been able to take them out. In the meantime, you looked at them, saw that they're fitting well, and I feel like I'm seeing pretty well. What's going to happen next? Ready to order?
So, not exactly. This is still a piece of plastic. It is still a foreign body that's in your eye, even though it's floating on the surface of the cornea. We still have to make sure that you're going to actually do well with that lens after a few days. Obviously, I'm not going to have you jump into sleeping in lenses unless the doctor prescribes a particular type of lens. So I'm going to actually give you some lenses to take home. You're going to practice putting them in and taking them out. And after about a week of successful wear, or maybe unsuccessful wear, I'm going to see you back. I want to make sure that the eye still looks nice and healthy, because even though it is a contact that oxygen does go through, there's no way of knowing what a patient's oxygen requirement is for their eye by any measurement other than looking at the lens itself and the patient's eye. So I need to see you at 1 week just to make sure everything is going okay.
Yeah, when people say, geez, you know, what is the contact lens exam? We're looking at fit, right? How it centers, how it moves, how it orients. We're talking about how they're doing, putting them in, taking them out. We're talking about hygiene. But we're also, very importantly, behind the microscope, looking at the tiny blood vessels at what we call the limbus to make sure they're getting enough oxygen, because those are kind of the first signs of blood vessels saying, I'm not breathing well, I need more oxygen. And we can see that before a patient has any symptoms. So all of those are very, very important and part of the contact lens professional evaluation. I'm coming back in a week. So far, I'm doing better putting them in. I'm doing better taking them out. And I think my vision's pretty good, and I can wear these about as long as I want to. So you're going to order lenses. I want to know a few more basics, though. You said it's plastic. Is there anything else in there, or is it just plastic? I mean, how come it's so comfortable?
So I couldn't tell you the actual, you know, molecular structure of a lens, but a lens has to be a combination of wettability. It has to adhere to your tears, or your tears adhere to it. Good oxygen transmissibility, getting through it, thinking of the lens as a sponge. So there's a lot of different components to that lens that makes it comfortable. And you know what? Shame on us if you leave not knowing what we were looking at when we were looking at you behind the microscope to make sure that everything was okay. The worst thing that we can do is look at your eye and then say, everything looks fantastic, and then say, we'll see you next year. There are so many things that we're looking at behind that microscope to make sure that your eye is healthy. So many different things can happen that have absolutely no symptoms, but we will see them behind a microscope.
So we have nearly 100% planned replacement now. It's just a matter of how long, right? It's either a one-day planned replacement, it's a two-week planned replacement, or a monthly planned replacement. A few lenses that are a little more technical, it may be a three-month, a six-month lens. Gas-permeable lenses and scleral lenses may be an every year, every 2 to 3 year replacement, but that's still a planned replacement. Let's talk about the most common category, which are dailies. Dailies have evolved because the majority of people were in a two-week or a monthly lens. And so if you are in a two-week or a monthly lens and you're happy, tremendous. Let's make sure you're taking good care of those so you can continue in that. You got some solutions to use, right? Mm-hmm. Why do I need that solution? Why can't I just put in water? I mean, do the solutions really do anything?
So first thing, let me just say, please don't ever use water with your contact lenses. Your contact lens is like a sponge, and it can soak up not only the water, but it also soaks up the bacteria that is in water. And there's a very specific bacteria in water called an acanth amoeba. I don't want to go into a lot of detail about it, but it's very similar to a flesh-eating bacteria that can adhere to plastic, and it could eat through a cornea in 24 hours. It is very rare, but it happens. Even as recently as probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, one of the Alabama football players got acanth amoeba, and it was very, very difficult for him to get over this.
Yeah, it can be pretty devastating, especially if there's well water, lake water, things like that. And that's a good reminder that a daily lens, a monthly lens, whatever, they're plastic and water. They're going to absorb everything that gets in your tears or anything that gets near or around your eye. That's why it's so important when you take them off to be able to clean. I mean, we have a natural defense system in the eyes, but we've got to adjunctively help that more. So we have solutions that basically are historically, and some of your people that have been wearing these for, you know, decades are going to go, oh, I used to heat them up, or I used to chemically sterilize. You remember that. But we've moved towards solutions that then became a cleaner, and then a rinsing, and then a disinfectant. And then we said, you know what? They moved the disinfectant and the rinsing all in one. So we had a cleaner and a disinfecting rinsing. And then we said, hey, we can move this to a one solution. That solution now cleans, disinfects, wets, and conditions the lens, correct? Are those the most common type of solutions, would you say?
It is the most common type of solutions, and it has made it much more convenient for patients to be a little more compliant with the cleaning of the lens, because if they only have one solution, they're less likely to forget something, and as opposed to when they had three different bottles that they had to keep up with. Now, on the opposite side of that, patients, it's easy. So sometimes they'll put their lenses in the solution, but they'll forget the step of rubbing it in the hand and digitally cleaning the surface of the lens. Even though you still have these one-step solutions that do it all, you still need to digitally clean that lens in the palm of your hand before you soak it overnight.
Yeah, that mechanical is really important to get off some of the surface debris and the lipids, the oils, and all of that. So I wash my hands, soap and water, correct?
Correct.
Dry them off. Put a little solution in my hand, take my lens out, put the lens in solution, and then I'm rubbing, correct? Mm-hmm. Is it better to rub in the palm of my hand or between two fingers?
I would say in the palm of your hand. Between the two fingers with a soft lens, you're more likely to nick the edge of it.
Okay. All right. So I've now cleaned it, and I want to put it in my case, right?
Correct.
First time, by the way. So I'm going to fill my case up with some solution.
Correct.
Going to drop the lens in each side, right in the right, left in the left. That's for Ohio State people to make it easy. And close the case. And in the morning, I'm ready to put them back in.
Yep. You're going to let it stay there overnight. You're going to get up, open the case up, put your lenses in, and then you're not ever going to reuse that solution that's in your case. You're going to dump that out and let your case air dry during the day. You're not going to put the caps back on after you've put your lens on.
But there's still a little solution in there. I mean, I'm a pretty thrifty guy. Can't I just top it off?
You don't want to top it off, because that digital cleaning that you did in the palm of your hand, so that got surface debris off. But when your lenses soak overnight, even more of that comes out of that sponge, comes out of that lens, and it settles in the bottom, and it's still in the solution. So you're just adding to dirty water.
Over the last 20 years, I will add that when we have had infection outbreaks across the world, and there have been some times when that's occurred, it was almost always in people that topped off their solution. Because what happens is, if you don't dump out the solution and clean your case regularly, if you just top off, then you start to culture bacteria or fungus in the bottom of the case at the lower level of the solution. So topping off all the time, fine, but you're culturing something in the bottom. And now you're putting your nice, healthy lens into a contaminated solution. And guess what? Tomorrow you're going to put it on your eye. So solutions and cases are actually one of the biggest causes of infections.
They are. And a lot of times we don't even think about it. If you go back to thinking about your freshman biology class, the best way to grow bacteria is a dark, warm, and moist environment. That's why I said it's important to leave the caps off of your case after you dump the solution out during the day to wait for you to bring them back that evening. Putting the caps on is making it dark, keeping it warm, and it's still moist in there because you dumped out that solution, so it's still a breeding ground.
As I See It, we'll be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Jeff Kegaris with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We've proudly served the Middle Tennessee community for the last 26 years, and I want you to know we really appreciate you. Having an annual comprehensive eye health and vision exam is so important to the health of your eyes. From signs of diabetes, glaucoma, and cataracts, we're looking for it all. Don't let another day go by. Schedule your annual eye health and vision exam at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care.
And now, back to As I See It.
So if I've got a case and I'm following all the rules and I'm not topping off, but I'm dumping, I'm a dumper, not a topper. And by the way, if you'd like a poem on this, we wrote it to help patients. I've got one for you. Just shoot me an email at drkeg@coolspringseyecare.com. If you need to re-educate maybe one of your kids on being a dumper, not a topper, we've got something to make it fun for them. But you know, I've got this case, and I've seen a lot of women that they carry it in their purse and they pull out, I must say, something that makes me go gulp. Inside it looks pretty clean, but outside, you know, it's got makeup and it's got other things. And I'm not picking on you ladies. I'm just saying this is true. You know who you are. How often should I change my case?
If the bottle of solution runs out, we need a new case. Even bacteria that we can't see is still collected around the grooves where the lids screw on. So I always tell everybody when the solution runs out, get a new case. You can get them at Walmart and Walgreens for, I think, a pack of three for like $2.50. So they're not very expensive, but you would be surprised at the patients that hold on to that case like it's a piece of gold.
Yeah, I think there's also even an antibacterial case that's kind of somewhat helpful. But again, more important than anything else is following the rules, like you said, about being a dumper, turning it upside down, letting it air dry, and not topping off, and then throwing the case out when your solution runs out. So most of the common solutions we have are Acuvue Revitalens, Alcon Pure Moist, Bausch & Lomb BioTrue. Those are all what we would call kind of one step. For a while, they said no rub, and then they found out, hey, that's not good. So you do have to rub, just like Paige said, but they're a one-step solution. They can go straight after cleaning and disinfecting and rinsing. They can go straight back in your eye. Sometimes, though, people have a little more dryness, and that's because of some of the chemicals, the preservatives, in those solutions most of the time, or they may be sensitive to one of the chemicals. We do use this chemical solution method called hydrogen peroxide, Clear Care. How does that differ, Paige, from the one-step solutions?
Yeah, so if I really need to get a lens clean, if I'm somebody that maybe has issues with, I get styes quite often, or I have dry eyes and I'm sensitive to the preservatives in a cold solution, that multi-purpose solution we were talking about, we can put you on a hydrogen peroxide system. Obviously, we know hydrogen peroxide is going to kill anything and everything when the lens soaks. Here's the thing. The cold disinfecting solutions can go straight from, your lenses can go straight from the case back into your eye. Obviously, hydrogen peroxide cannot. So it is a two-step, but it's not a two-step. It's still very, very simple. When you get the case of Clear Care, it will have a red top. That red top lets you know that cannot go straight into your eye. But you will put your lenses in the basket that comes with the solution, and you fill it up, the case up to the sort of fill line with the hydrogen peroxide. There is a disc that sits at the bottom of that sort of case that they give you, and it neutralizes the hydrogen peroxide overnight so that when you do wake up in the morning and you do get the lenses out of that solution, that hydrogen peroxide has now become neutralized to just plain saline.
Great. And once in a while, somebody will, I mean, we call them more than a one-step solution because you don't just pull it straight out all the time. For instance, if I just put the hydrogen peroxide Clear Care solution in a regular case that doesn't have that platinum disc in the bottom, then it won't be neutralized, will
Correct.
It? And at that point, you're going to pull the lens out and you're going to put hydrogen peroxide in your eye, which does not feel good. Most people that use a hydrogen peroxide solution will do that once in their life and only once. And they will realize, now it's going to be irritating, it's going to hurt, it's going to burn, you're going to rinse your eye out, but you're not going to go blind. it's just going to be very bothersome, and you're going to talk to your eye doctor and they may see you, or they may say, here's what I want you to do, and stay out of your lenses for 1 to 2 days and your cornea will be back to normal, and you will never do that again, right? Because they've got to soak in that solution to be neutralized about 6 hours at least, correct?
Correct.
And then when you pick it up in the morning, like you said, that hydrogen peroxide has been chemically neutralized to water. At that point, you can put it straight in your eye. If you are allergic or have sensitivities to preservatives, you don't want to have a separate solution that has a preservative in it to rinse it off. Just put it straight in your eye. If you're unsure, you can buy sterile saline with no preservative now. Not very many as they used to have, but there still are some, and you can rinse it off with sterile saline solution and put it in your eye. But I want to really want to stress the difference between the clear care that starts off as hydrogen peroxide, is hydrogen peroxide until it is soaked in the platinum disc case for 6 hours, but then it's water, okay? At that point, you can put it straight in your eye. Dump out the water, turn the case upside down, start anew the next day, right?
Correct.
So it's only inconvenient for those people that say, ooh, I'm going to take them off at about 4 o'clock, going to take a shower, going to go back to dinner at 6 or 6:30. Those are the people that go, oh, this one's a hassle. Yeah. Can you use both? Can I use a one-step solution, but then also sometimes use the clear care?
Yes, you could actually do both, especially if you're in a lens that's a 2 week or a monthly lens. But let's say that you deal with allergies quite often, and you maybe get deposits on your lenses, and you realize that you get through the first week, but that second week isn't so great, or you get through the first 2 weeks of your monthly lens, but the next month, next 3 or 4 weeks aren't so great. You can tell that they don't feel right when you're wearing them. You could use a multi-purpose solution, cold solution through the week, but maybe on Sunday you do the hydrogen peroxide to get them extra clean.
Very good, very good. In the olden days, let me stress this first. Clear care is quite frankly our doctor's favorite solution for people that have drier eyes. When we talk about people that have a monthly lens or a 2 week lens and they're having dryness, we're usually talking about, number one, the solutions that are causing it, number two, a buildup of debris on the lens, or number three, the underlying bed, your cornea and tear film are actually drier. And so we're going to address that maybe by moving you to a daily lens. What does that do? That means that we've gotten rid of all solutions, number one. Number two, we don't have a buildup of debris anymore. We've taken care of 2/3 of our problems, and that's why daily lens wearers tend to have fewer infections, fewer eye allergies, fewer discomfort, and they have great lenses that have super high oxygen. So that takes care of that. It doesn't completely take care of it if we're putting that contact lens on an eye that's dry, but that's why we have a dry eye center here that we can help with other things to do to improve your tear flow, the quality and the quantity of your tear. So I just want you to know, when we move from kind of monthly to daily, why we're doing that. It's for your health, your convenience. Once people get on dailies, they very seldom go back because it's just mostly an easier method. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. The one thing that I would add to that is, you may not be a dry eye sufferer, but let's say you have chronic allergies or you have seasonal allergies. Anytime you use an antihistamine or certain medications, that can also dry you out. It doesn't mean that you have dry eyes, but it does mean that something that you are taking is drying your system out. And so we have to look at that and see how we need to take care of those issues.
All of these are intended to help you be a more successful contact lens wearer. In the days of COVID, we should be washing our hands all the time. We should be sterilizing our hands. But the sterilization, kind of these disinfectants, have a lot of alcohol in them, don't they? So if I have a choice between just alcoholing my hands and then holding my contact lens, or washing with soap and water and drying my hands off, is there a preference that you see?
Obviously, I would go with the soap and water, and I did a little bit of research, and the American Optometric Association, they agree as well. Soap and water is your best line of defense when you're going to be washing your hands and handling contact lenses. COVID really hasn't changed anything for contact lenses. Obviously, we all know not to be touching our face, that's how we can get some of the transmission, by touching surfaces and then touching our face. But with contact lenses, you should have already been doing good hygiene, good hand washing, to just make sure you don't get regular infections. So COVID hasn't changed anything other than reinforcing how important your hygiene is.
Yeah, and we hear reports of COVID being able to be isolated in the tears. I've not seen many, if any, reports that say at such a level that people are at high risk as a contact lens wearer. It's a theoretical risk. I can tell you clinically, this is our own experience, we just haven't seen much big increase in COVID-related conjunctivitis or discontinuation of contact lens wear due to COVID. Now, you watch, tomorrow I'll see patients and they'll be 3 a.m. But I want you to know, contact lens wear is still safe. We have people kind of going one of two ways. They go, you know what, I just don't feel comfortable, I'm just going to wear glasses. But then their glasses fog up with their mask. And so we have a lot of people that are doing the opposite, which is I can't wear my glasses. I have to go to contact lenses. I would highly recommend a daily disposable lens. It's the safest, best way, certainly during these COVID times, for your contact lens wear. That's our recommendation. Any other recommendations you have for happy contact lens wear, Paige?
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. The daily disposability, putting the lens in once, touching your eye, touching the lens, taking it out at night, touching it once then, that's really the best way to go because you're not removing and applying that lens on a daily basis. So daily is the way to go. They do recommend, however, that if you're not going to be in a daily lens, that you do switch from a multipurpose cold solution to the hydrogen peroxide system.
Yeah, I think it's the best solution for disinfecting and the best for conditioning a lens. And so most of our patients, just in changing a solution, can say, oh, I thought this contact lens was causing me dryness. It was just my solution. So it's a really important thing for we as doctors to know and identify, and for Paige to identify when working with you, which specific solutions you're using. Sometimes you're really tempted to go, well, I'm going to go with that solution that's, you know, $3 cheaper, but it may be something different. So you really have to look at the back, and just like any generic medication, generics in general have the same type of solutions, but they may not have the same concentrations and be exactly the same.
I agree. So some of your solutions that are on the market, so let's talk about like your AccuView, RevitaLens, your OptiFree, and your BioTrues. All of them have different surfactants, the things that actually disinfect the lens. One of them is more of a little bit of citric-based. Some of them are detergent-based. So they're all a little bit different. So you may have you may do well with one, but not the other. So while generics are okay, we caution that because you're not really sure what you're getting in that generic bottle. The way that generics work is that let's say it's a generic brand that you bought off the shelf, like an Equate or just a generic multipurpose. Well, for the first 6 months that you're buying that product, it could be BioTrue. It could just be the extra that was sold from that company. The other company rebottled it and put it as a generic. But 6 months later, it could be an OptiFree product. And even though both of those are well and good, you may do well with one but not another, right, and not know why you're getting a red eye, but it is just the difference in the solution that you're getting in that bottle.
It's a real problem with the way that they market and label those, that it could say the same on a generic product but be a different solution altogether.
Correct.
So we've talked a good amount about some contact lens wear. We talked about COVID and your own particular choice. If you have a question, ask your eye doctor, ask one of our doctors, or ask Paige about, you know, should I go with more contacts or less contacts? And if you're in a monthly or a 2 week lens and want to move to a daily lens, again, email Paige at coolspringseyecare.com. She can advise you. She'll look at your chart. She can advise you and work with our doctors that you see. And we all work as a team on contact lens care. I see Paige. We'll see Paige for my follow-up on contact lens wear, if she can help me get it in my eye, which she has said anybody can. So even if you're a big burly football player, like an Ohio State lineman, you can wear a contact lens if you want. Motivation is the key. Wash your hands with soap and water. Always clean out your case. Throw out your case with soap and water. Close or rinse out your case, and then throw out your case when your solutions are done. Never be a topper. Only be a dumper. And
I'm never going to forget that.
You won't forget that. That'd be a good headline, won't it? Cool Springs Eye Care. Be a dumper, not a topper. We want you to be a happy contact lens wearer, no matter who you see. But if you're here at one of our offices, these are the things we're going to stress to help you stay in contacts as long as you want, with good vision, healthy eyes, and comfortable lens wear. Have a great week. We'll look forward to talking to you more next week on As I See It. Thank you, Paige.
Thanks.